Africa-Russia tourism agreement leaves out human war trafficking. This MOU was signed when an ATB delegation attended the Russia-Africa Tourism and Business Forum in Moscow last week. In the high-level ministerial roundtable and panel discussion, leaders and delegates from Africa and Russia gathered to discuss fostering Russian-African tourism and business collaboration for socio-economic development, joint projects, best practices, and strengthening people-to-people diplomacy were discussed. The African Tourism Board and its Russian counterpart, the Rose Congress Foundation, were looking forward to a fruitful partnership. Rose Congress Foundation is supported by the Russian President Vladimir Putin. What wasn't discussed at the meetings, however, was the danger young African travelers to Russia were facing after entering the Russian Republic. Iturbonews.com. A member of the African Tourism Board and World Tourism Network member in Tanzania told Iturbonews, "I was informed about the MOU signed between Russia and the African Tourism Board, but remains very critical. We would welcome Russian tourists to East Africa, but I am wondering about the political impact and deadly consequences of human trafficking. It is important to make sure Africans visiting Russia will be safe from being recruited by the Russian army by erroneous prosecution for jail-free cards to be released to the battlefield in Ukraine." World Tourism Network member from Tanzania. "Russian tourists have had little impact on African tourism up to this day. We don't have any record of Russians visiting East Africa for a holiday, except visits by government officials, students, and very few business individuals." The tour operator added his own horrifying story about Nimes Teremo, his friend. This Tanzanian citizen visited his Russian girlfriend after completing his master's degree. "He was just a visitor in Russia and was framed with a criminal case and then threatened with a long jail term. He was then given the option to join the Russian army to fight in Ukraine or to remain behind bars. He agreed to fight for Russia with good payment. He was later killed in the fight. European officials have assessed that the Kremlin has compelled numerous migrants and foreign students to join Russian forces in their Ukraine conflict, providing additional manpower for their offensive in the Kharkiv region. Using tactics first deployed by the Wagner mercenary group, Russian officials have with increasing frequency been threatening not to extend the visas of African students and young workers unless they agree to join the military, according to officials familiar with the matter. Moscow has also been enlisting convicts from its prisons, while some Africans in Russia on work visas have been detained and forced to decide between deportation or fighting," one European official said. "Some of those people had been able to bribe officials to stay in the country and still avoid military service," said the official, who, like other people cited, spoke on condition of anonymity. An additional European official noted that Russia has a long-standing history of coercively deploying migrants and students into combat roles, which began earlier in the war. "These individuals face disproportionately high rates of casualties as they are increasingly assigned to perilous offensive operations in order to safeguard more extensively trained units." According to reports citing Ukrainian intelligence, Russia has engaged in a global recruitment drive to enlist foreign mercenaries in at least 21 countries, including several nations in Africa.